podcast you're listening to has been recorded in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. So very often it's been recorded on mobile phone and from people's homes. So we apologise for the odd dog barking or the lawnmower starting up in the background. The sound quality may not be perfect, but hopefully you can still hear the passion of our guests for making a difference to patients, their families, and their communities. Welcome to the fourth episode of Elevating Into the Future. I'm your host, Tim O'Mara, and I'm GE Healthcare's research leader for Australia and New Zealand. We'd like to introduce this series that you can listen to anywhere you get your podcasts from. GE Healthcare has some amazing collaborations in medical imaging, and we want to share those with you. Right now, we've got about 75 active research projects. We're partners in 17 grants, and all up, we're involved in around $100 million of local research projects. I have one of those great jobs in medical research, where I've been given the keys to GE Healthcare's global resources, technology and expertise, and the permission to drive it in Australia and New Zealand. With some truly remarkable people who are passionate about it, making a difference to patients, their communities and our healthcare system. Today, I'm joined by two such remarkable people from Gisborne in New Zealand. My guests are Associate Professor Samantha Holdsworth, who is the CEO and Chief Scientist, and Lee Potter, who is the Chief Operating Officer of the Martai Medical Research Institute. Welcome and thank you both.
Thanks, Tim. It's a real pleasure to be here.
Well, it's likewise. It's just wonderful to be chatting to both of you. I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about yourselves and how and why Martai came about.
So just a little bit about me. I'm Samantha. I was born in Gisborne, in a little rural town just outside of Gisborne in New Zealand. And so I guess it started a little while ago. We had this big interest in physics and medicine and had this real desire to want to help people. And it kind of brought me to diving into studying MRI in Australia. It was really clear to me back then that MRI was going to be a game changer. And eventually it landed me at Stanford, where I worked as a postdoctoral fellow and then as a senior scientist on methods to improve MRI as far as the image quality and developing new techniques. Really, I realised that improvements in MRI and other medical imaging technologies really come from working together in diverse groups, you know, across clinicians, researchers, engineers and scientists. And after 11 years at Stanford, it became apparent to me that it was time to come home, and I was really keen to contribute to the community that I love here. And with that in mind, after being at home for a while, I realised that there's a real talent here in the community. There's a real sense of resourcefulness and there's really strong connections within the community here, and really felt that what we had at Stanford can actually be replicated here. And so together with the community, with Lee, who I'm sitting here with now, we applied for a government and a community grant to start Martai, which is essential for excellence in medical imaging. And thankfully, we were successful. And here we are, really excited to embark on this journey, which now really involves a lovely partnership with GE.
Thank you, Sam. And what about yourself, Lee? Tell us a little bit about you and a bit about Martai from your perspective.
Yeah, kia ora, Tim, and thanks again for the opportunity to be involved with your podcast. So I'm Lee Potter. I whakapapa am connected to Gisborne through my Māori culture here. My tribes are Ngāti Porou and Ngāti Kahununu. Similar to Samantha, I embarked in a clinical career in radiology with the passion to help people to be well. And after travelling the world doing medical imaging, I came back to Tairāwhiti, and for the last 10 years I was manager at the radiology department at Gisborne Hospital. I have to say I got to that point in my career where I'd been standing at the front line for so long, watching the numbers growing and the disease getting worse, that it was a timely visit from Samantha, who came to share her vision about a research institute in Tairāwhiti, Gisborne. And I just felt that this was an important change, an important direction for me to follow in terms of making a difference to that front line. And so while I was doing my clinical role, I was giving Samantha a hand with our Mātai bid from a funding perspective. And when we were successful, it was a very easy decision for me to move on from the hospital and come and make a difference in another area such as medical imaging research.
Sounds absolutely brilliant. And to both of you, what's the connection with GE here?
So I go a little bit way back with GE, probably must be 14 years now when I started at Stanford.
So as you know, Stanford's got several high-end MRI systems, both clinical and research systems, and a lot of teams of scientists and engineers working on them and pushing the limits of the scanner. And so when I started at Stanford, it was so natural for me to start working alongside GE's engineers to help improve imaging, as well as my Stanford collaborators. So it started way back then when I started programming MRI machines and getting a little bit into image processing. I also was part of the Stanford GE TIG team, which looked at new methods that have the potential for improving patient care. And so that's kind of where my connection started. It was way back, and also included visits to GE Healthcare to get important input and help guide decisions about whether the methods that I was particularly working on were worth pursuing. And so now, sort of circling back to Mātai, where we are now, we've, of course, chosen to go with the high-end 3T GE Premier system. And we really chose GE for the commitment to our goals of improving the healthcare for the people here in Tairāwhiti. So really the connection is sort of through my Stanford time as well as now time here in our little rural community.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you, Sam. You know, your enthusiasm and your commitment to supporting the local community has drawn us all in. You know, we're all in this with you. We're incredibly excited about what you're doing and just delighted to be part of it. So I just wanted to briefly touch on that. What's Mātai hoping to achieve?
I mean, our vision is to enable strength in health and innovation for our community through world-leading imaging research. And so we're really hoping to achieve through our high-tech MR system, provide kind of like a magnet for researchers and engineers and clinicians and the community to come up with new biomarkers and treatments of disease, to provide new opportunities in the STEM area for youth, for our tamariki, to help improve the health and well-being of our people, while also having an impact globally with our new methods and technologies. And we're really hoping, you know, one of my big goals and Lee and both of our big goals is to create a kind of very warm and collaborative culture, which we really feel like we already have started to make through the people that we're working with and the people we're bringing on board. So to create that kind of culture that can really lead to innovative discoveries that will really help our community as well as being relevant globally.
Yeah, I just would add there that, you know, we kind of haven't discussed the point that Tairāwhiti, Gisborne has a 50% population of Māori, which is our Indigenous people. And a lot of our research is done in the big centres, which isn't really reflective of our Indigenous people. And one of the goals that we have here is to not only do research with our Māori population, but to do research alongside them. So we want to ensure that engagement with our Māori community is first and foremost, and that whatever we do here makes sense for our region and our people.
That's right. And also I want to add to that is that we're really going to start with a research focus on concussion and traumatic brain injury, as well as in cardiovascular disease, which is a chronic illness that affects our people much more than other parts of New Zealand and the world. And then eventually we're going to get into other areas that have a major impact on the people here. in terms of the health of the community. So, yeah, there's lots of goals.
Thank you. That's a great summary. Tell me a little bit about connection with GE globally and how that makes a difference to Matai.
Yeah, I just want to say that we're just so excited to partner with GE. You know, we're not just looking at you know, the purpose of the 3T system as not just a high-tech system. We really feel as though we're really part of, you know, that GE wants to be part of our family. We say whānau in Māori. So that's really has come across so strongly, you know, in this partnership, that this little sense of wanting to work together. And we really believe that if we can work together and collaborate together, that this is what is needed to solve difficult health issues, and feel as though, you know, this collaboration is really providing that platform. You know, and this will come from working together on the ground with, you know, for on-site scientists, of GE's on-site scientists, with app specialists, and, you know, there's huge benefits from this, as well as the link to GE overseas, including GE headquarters. You know, really excited about networking in with GE's current researchers and engineers focused on new MRI technologies. And we also, you know, the way that GE is you know, we really see it working as being involved in joint grant applications around mutually beneficial and interesting projects, such as, for example, in concussion research. And we really expect that to grow into other areas, you know, for example, heart disease and other chronic illness that does affect our people here. And so we really believe in this partnership and the vision that GE has to drive more individualised and more effective patient outcomes.
I'll just add to that, you know, in terms of from my perspective, you know, we were looking for a vendor, a partnership where the Matai team is supported to do their best, to do their very best, in fact. And we felt with those international collaborations, instead of everybody doing everything in silo, that we've got an opportunity to come together collectively to collaborate on various research projects and actually get the work done. So I think, you know, with the way digital technology is now, it's so much more available and achievable than what it was, you know, 10 years ago, where you had the likes of Samantha based at Stanford. Those connections are so much easier, and I think we need to take advantage of that.
Thank you both for those comments. Now, my next question is a funny one. When I talk to my colleagues in GE about Matai, people's level of enthusiasm goes up. You know, they're more focused, they're more determined, they're wanting to deliver more. And I just wondered from your perspective, you know, what makes Matai special? You know, in addition to the health benefits for the community, you know, what else are you hoping to achieve?
Yeah, so one of Matai's really big goals is to really inspire the next generation by helping to create new high-tech jobs that's going to really attract and retain our local talent. We've just got enormous talent here, and yet don't, you know, some of our kids don't necessarily have something to come back to. And so we really want to provide a means to retain our talent, but also inspire the next generation of kids that there's other areas that they can get into. So that's a huge sort of goal of Matai. So it's mentorship and education and inspiring students to see the opportunities in the STEM area that ultimately we believe is going to help improve the health and education opportunities of our people right here.
Thank you. And Lee, anything from you?
I think what's important to me is that Matai is quite agile, right? So we are the small family that can respond quite quickly, I think, in terms of research projects. Having the support of GE will be incredibly important in that scenario, where I think we can quickly turn around ideas and projects because we are small and nimble. Mm. We're located in a population that's not too big. we can actually get some good research done with people here. And I think very quickly we can see whether that's been meaningful or not. I mean, the key thing for me to leave the clinical part of my life behind was that whatever we did at Mātai, there had to be some translation into clinical. We've got to make a difference, and Mātai owns that.
Part of the reason we've really decided to place Mātai right on the grounds is that our only public hospital, which is Kaora Tairāwhiti, the Gisborne Hospital, is to ensure that we have those very strong translational links with the hospital as well as with the community. And so I think that kind of model doesn't really exist in many places around the world, actually. So we really feel like we can make a difference with the way we've set up, with our high-tech equipment and with the collaborative local links as well as our international links.
Thank you. And how do you see GE helping you to achieve some of those broader goals?
So just by the fact that GE has invested so much into this partnership through, you know, in-kind contribution and investing in your people is an important one, investing in the projects that we mutually are interested in, and really goes back to that kind of local support as well as those global networks that we have those links through with GE. So it's really coming back to the helping to fund projects and scholarships for our children and making sure, and most importantly, I think, well, just as importantly, is making sure that we're keep staying right up to date with the latest technology. We want to be the first people that you call when you have a new method that can help our people, and we want to be able to translate that very quickly and effectively.
Yeah, I would just add that from my perspective, it was very important that we were able to lean on GE for the expertise and knowledge like yourself, Tim, and Jerome Miller. We just are so incredibly excited to be working with you and your team, and I think that it's really important going forward. And I absolutely agree with Samantha that we feel that GE will help us stay ahead of technology, keep us at the forefront where we can keep making new discoveries and, you know, breaking boundaries. We think you're the guy, you're the team to help us do that.
Well, thank you. And as you know, we can't believe ourselves how lucky we are to be working with Mātai and with the two of you. You know, it's a really mutually beneficial partnership. Now, that they say it takes a community to raise a child, so I'm not quite sure what the equivalent of raising a community requires, but I'm sure there's a bunch of groups out there that are supporting you. There's some funders out there that are supporting you. So, you know, would you like to use this opportunity to shout out to some of those?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The list goes on. We first of all, a really big thank you to the Provincial Growth Fund, which was the main source of funding to get this off the ground. Also, Trust Tairāwhiti, it's our community trust, which is also input a huge amount into getting this started. We've got the Williams Trust, it's another local trust that is helping to fund some equipment for some of our research projects. We've got Dame Bronwyn Holdsworth and Peter Holdsworth Trust as well, supporting all sorts of little projects. And we also really owe a huge amount of gratitude to the community itself. We've had input from our local iwi health providers such as Tauranga Health and Ngāti Porou Hauora, who have been a huge source of guidance and advice and support. Haora Tairāwhiti, that's the Gisborne Hospital, for working with us, and we're looking forward to partnering with them, being particularly located on the grounds, and we're really excited about that relationship. The list kind of goes on. I'm a bit afraid that we've missed someone, because it's really just been a huge amount of amazing support and encouragement through what was really a 3 or 4 year development to get to this point.
Yeah, I can't. I agree. There's just been so many individuals that have, you know, out of their own time, stepped up and just helped us and held our hand and supported us, whether it's, you know, how to run a MRI project installation or how to put together an IT architecture. There's just so many people that are willing to give us some great advice, and I'm really, really grateful for that.
I just wanted to add one more. Our support from the University of Auckland has been, I've got a ton of collaborators there that have really, really helped many aspects of the guidance around the research and those collaborations, as well as with other academic research institutions across New Zealand, have been absolutely foundational as well to Mātai. So I just want to make sure I mention the University of Auckland as well.
That's very understandable, and I know they are great partners with Mātai. So really in concluding, I think what we're listening to here is a story about delivering great health to a community, but it's much more than that. It's actually about delivering great health and great opportunities to a community, and doing that through establishing a world-class research facility in a local community. And we are just so delighted to have had the chance to speak to you, and thank you so much for your time. For people that want to learn more about the Mātai Medical Research Institute, you can go to their website, look up Mātai Research, that's M-A-T-A-I, or of course on Facebook. Thank you both so much for your time. You're truly inspiring.
Thank you. Thank you, Tim.
Bye now.